When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boom.
No, you don't have. Don't tune your radio. You've actually got the right station. You've got the right program. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And if you may be shocked by that rendition by the Marcells of Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon, well, you're in store for a lot more of same for the next hour. Today on Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, we're going to rock around the Broadway block. We're going to take a rock and roll tour of the theater district, playing some great standards of the Broadway canon rendered by an incredible assortment of rock and roll and R&B's greatest performers. Now, pop music and rock and roll had a kind of bend in the road around 1954 when Rosemary Clooney released Hey There, that great Richard Adler, Jerry Ross song from The Pajama Game, before the show opened, and it was a big hit, and it was released the same week that Elvis Presley released That's All Right, his first big hit. So in beginning in the 50s, we have these two major trends in American music. But oddly enough, even though Broadway musicals spent, I don't know, really two and a half decades trying to catch up with the rock and roll scene, there were some really good rockers who tackled this material. And you just heard the Marcells, who had $1 million selling hit. It sold a million singles of Blue Moon and became a number one hit both in the U.S. and in America. So other people turned to this kind of music. Sam Cooke is one of our more fine, lovely R&B singers, and of course he added a lot to the musical scene in the late 50s and early 60s, and he actually released an album of interesting songs, including Summertime. But here's a song that he recorded on an album called Cook's Tour, very musingly, and it's his version of exotic locales around the world. And of course, you can't have an exotic locale without getting to Bali High. So take it away, Sam Cooke.
Ballyhigh may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away. Ballyhigh will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Ballyhigh, ballyhigh, ballyhigh. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Ballyhigh, ballyhigh.
I'd like to go away with Sam Cooke. What a great voice. In the 1990s, the revue Smokey Joe's Cafe was a big hit on Broadway, and it pulled together a lot of the Lieber and Stoller written songs from the 50s and 60s. And no group was more influenced, or I would say created, in fact, by Lieber and Stoller than the Coasters. The Coasters recorded songs like Riot and Cell Block 9, Yakety Yak, Poison Ivy, and they turned their own talents in the late 50s to one of Judy Garland's great songs, Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. So here's a version of that performed by the Coasters.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. When the strings of my heart
was like a breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest in a pond. harmony. Sing with the strings of my heart.
Yes, I always will. I hope we'll never depart. Dear, whip your lips to mine. A rhapsody divine. Sing with the strings of my heart.
Although this is a Broadway-oriented show, we did not just play a cut from this incredibly successful and clever musical Jersey Boys. You heard the real thing. You heard Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons covering Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin. Along with the Beach Boys, the Four Seasons were the most successful male vocal group of the 50s and 60s, and pretty much the only ones left standing after the British invasion that the Beatles perpetrated from 1963 on. Supposedly, Frankie Valli had gone to see a Sinatra concert, and Sinatra sang I've Got You Under My Skin, and they thought, oh, well, okay, let's try that. That could work for us. And I think it worked for them really well. The music of Leonard Bernstein would seem to be an unlikely attraction for R&B groups at the time, but one of the most successful black male vocal groups with a really unique sound was the Temptations. And occasionally, as happened, R&B groups or doo-wop groups turned to some of these standards because I think it helped flesh out their, what would you say, their harmonic ensemble. These were really good songs that stood the test of time, and occasionally these groups would sort of turn their nose at what was really the pop songs of the time and go back a little bit. They didn't go far too far back, and they went to 1957. So here are the Temptations singing Somewhere from West Side Story.
A place for us. Ooh. tell you, there's a time and place for us. Hold my hand, and we're halfway there.
Hold my hand,
and I'll take you there. Somehow.
I think that rendition of Somewhere would have been very pleasurable to Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim. Well done by the Temptations. One of the things that the great rock and roll or singing groups of the 50s and 60s had were they had incredibly unique voices, which just personalities that really stood the test of time. And for me, one of those was Mama Cass Elliott. The Mamas and the Papas were actually a very short-lived group. They had their first hit, California Dreamin', in 1966, and pretty much disbanded by 68. And along the way, they turned to one of my favorite Rodgers and Hart songs from the musical On Your Toes, and here's their version of Glad to Be Unhappy.
Whistles, steam whistles, pop whistles, all whistles bowed in his skill.
That was Johnny One Note from Babes in Arms, rendered by none other than Diana Ross and the Supremes. The Supremes were the number one female singing group in the 1960s with, I think, 13 number one hits. And obviously, they made helped to put Motown on the map. They went through a kind of process in the mid-60s where they were sort of streamlined and, I don't know if that's a verb, elegantized. So they could perform, according to one critic, only in Buckingham Palace or the White House. And perhaps that's why, sort of astonishingly, they decided to do not a one, but a two record set called Diana Ross and the Supremes Sing Rodgers and Hart. Well, no one, I'm sure, could have been more astonished than Richard Rodgers by the huge success of that album as well. And I think there was also a television special. September Song is a cornerstone in the American musical tradition, written by Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson for Knickerbocker Holiday. It's usually sung by an older, wiser man looking back on his life. But who says you have to be old and wise? You can just be wise and cool and hip and hardworking. So here's a version of that song by none other than the godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business, James Brown tackles Kurt Vile. Go to it, man.
Oh, it's a long time from May to December, but the days grow short. Can't you kind of know when you reach September, when the autumn weather turned get hot, leaves to flame. One hasn't got time, one ain't, by the waiting game. Hear me now. Soul.
What would Walter Houston have made of that? It would have knocked Peter Stuyvesant off one of his peg legs. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And today we're rocking around the Broadway block. We're looking at rock and soul and R&B artists in those rare but really kind of exciting moments where they did take on the Broadway canon. Hope you're enjoying this broadcast, another way of being eclectic on our show. Eclectic, of course, is the byword of one of our favorite hosts here, Bonnie Grice in the Eclectic Cafe. And I hope you're, if you're enjoying this music every week, you'll check in with our website, BeconicPublicBroadcasting.org, and listen to all the great stuff that this station brings you. Okay, often unexciting. Often exciting and surprising. The Four Tops is one of my favorite soul vocal groups from the 50s and 60s, mostly from the mid-60s. They had a really kind of tight, nice vocal harmony, which they brought to songs like Reach Out and I'll Be There, or I Can't Help Myself. And here they're turning to a bunch of songs from the Broadway canon that just got sort of re-released recently on CD. Here's a real swinging version of On the Street Where You Live by the Four Tops.
I have often walked,
he has often walked
down this street before,
down that street before,
but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
Ooh,
all at once am I several stories high. No, it's just on the street where you live.
Lilac trees
in the heart of town.
In the heart of town.
Can you hear a lark in any other part of town?
Why?
Doesn't Chapman pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling, any second you may suddenly appear. People, they stop and stare.
People stop and stare. Uh-huh.
They don't bother me.
They don't bother me.
'Cause there's nowhere else on earth I'd rather be.
Ooh, wow.
Let them all roll by. I don't care if I, as long as I'm on the street where you live. Street, and I'm talking about that street, that crazy street where you live.
You
I wanna go back on that street where you live. Yeah, but all right, well, okay, nuts.
Street where you live.
There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. I fever. There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. The cone is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Well, I say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yes, what a wonderful day. Y'all look out there.
I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything going my way. Y'all come on now. Cattle are standing like statues. The cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Everything going my way, my way. How y'all doing to me now? Of the earth are like music. The breeze is as busy, it don't miss a tree. And a little old weeping willow is laughing at me. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yes, what a wonderful day. I got everything going my way, my way. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I wanna thank you, little girl, for such a wonderful day.
Who better to render the thought that all the sounds of the earth are like music than Ray Charles? Ray Charles did straddle some of the standard fence. There were a couple of great songs he recorded, like Come Rain or Come Shine from the Broadway canon. And there he is, admirably backed up by the Count Basie Orchestra. Not all the successful pop music of the 60s was necessarily from Motown or from R&B artists. Herb Alpert had a lot of hits. In fact, he's probably the most successful instrumental artist in the pop canon, with albums like Whipped Cream and Other Delights and Lonely Bowl, etc. In the early 60s. And I have to take off my sombrero to Herb Alpert because he just made a huge donation of over $5 million to the Harlem School of the Arts, which really kept them going. It's a wonderful organization and a tremendous, tremendously generous move on his part. So he must know what it's like to be a rich man. So let's have Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass take us to Buck and Harnick's great song.
Thank you.
Herb Alpert drawing a short line between Oy Vey and Olé from Fiddler on the Roof. We heard James Brown sing a Kurt Weill song. Now let's go back to Kurt Weill in Germany, one of his first, maybe actually his first big theatrical hit, if that's what you want to call it, in Germany in 1927, was The Rise and the Fall of the City of Mahagoni, with lyrics, of course, by Bertolt Brecht. How Jim Morrison and the Doors picked this song up in the late 60s, I have no idea. But this song already had English lyrics. I mean, Brecht wrote them in English. And the Doors picked it up and really made it an anthem for, I don't know what we say, the relentless pursuit of booze and women. So here are the Doors singing the Alabama song.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, we now must say
Broadway has given us some great anthems, and they can be taken on by just about anyone if, as it were, they can fill the shoes of that particular song. Elvis Presley dipped into the Broadway songbook early in his career. He did a rendition of Blue Moon by Rodgers and Hart. And when he made his, second, third part of his career in Las Vegas, he often brought the house down with a great song from Man of La Mancha called The Impossible Dream. So, here is Elvis live in Las Vegas to give us this great Mitch Lee song.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to rise.
a right or a wrong. To be better far than you are. To try when your arms are too weary. To reach the unreachable star. In a pause, to be willing to march into hell, for heaven I call. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Viva Man of La Mancha, thanks to Elvis Presley. Great and unique voices are a lot of what kept American song going, but certainly in the 60s, with the advent of rock, you had very unique voices who weren't necessarily selling the beauty of the song, but the depths of their soul. And chief among those would have to be Janis Joplin. On her Cheap Thrills album, she tackled one of the great songs in the American canon, Summertime, by the Gershwins, of course from Porgy and Bess, and rendered it into a idiosyncratic, unique, and I think very beautiful version. Here's Janis Joplin. Thank you.
you're gonna rise, rise up singing. You're gonna spread your to harm you now. Na 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 na. Don't you cry.
Janis Joplin. Well, if that wasn't soothing enough to you, let's turn to the most successful rock band of all time, certainly of the 1960s, and that's, of course, the Beatles. Did they record a show tune? Yes, they did. From Meredith Willson's 1957 The Music Man, the Beatles sang the following song on television during their Ed Sullivan debut. They had heard the Peggy Lee version, actually not the cast album, and were really charmed by it. So here is none other than the Beatles to close out this Rock Around the Broadway Block version of Broadway to Main Street.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn. And you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.